Stop 6 on the St. Jerome's Church Campus Tour. This stop is Father Harkins Home for Elderly Women. It is on Elm Street. The Father Harkins Home for Elderly Women was at first in the former rectory. That was at the corner of Elm and Dwight Street. Then in 1898, a brick building was constructed along Elm Street for them. The Bevan Home for Men was built at Ingleside in 1893. The Father Harkins home was built solely with money from the priest's earnings. Now we're going on to stop number 7, and this stop is along Dwight Street. The House of Providence Charity Home. The House of Providence Charity Home opened in South Hadley in 1873. It is still there and is located on Crescent Lane. It was the second Catholic hospital in Massachusetts ever, with the first being in Dorchester. The House of Providence Charity Home opened in Holyoke the next year. It is the third Catholic hospital in Massachusetts ever. It was a wooden structure until 1893, when a three-story brick structure was opened at the same spot. In 1940, a pharmacy was opened behind it. To the east of the hospital was a home. This home was bought by Harkins in 1872 for his family. At first his sister, and then later his brother and parents lived there. His brother Daniel had a dentist's office in the home. In 1912, the last of his family died, that is his sister Grace, and in her will she gave it out to her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law gave it to charity, in fact to the Providence Hospital, and it was turned into a nurse's home. In 1916, a daycare or nursery was started in the home. This was the second nursery in the entire state of Massachusetts. The nursery was started by the St. Agnes Guild of St. Jerome. By 1919, it moved to the James Newton Home on Elm Street. Now continue in the east direction along Dwight Street to stop 8, Providence School of Nursing. In 1900, the Providence School of Nursing opens at the Joseph Skinner home at the corner of Elm and Essex. Skinner had moved to his summer home in South Hadley and donated the home to the hospital. They used it to train the House of Nurses. The new Providence School of Nursing opened in 1938, the same location, and remained open until 1969. The Providence Hospital moved to Northampton Street in 1958, and the old one was torn down. Now, stay on this Dwight Street to stop 9, Providence Maternity Home. The Charles Randlin Home at the corner of Chestnut and Dwight became the Providence Maternity Home. Thus, this entire southern edge of the block was devoted to medical needs. Next along the block was a dentist's home. It was between the Randlin Home and Holy Catholic. This was the house home of Daniel Muirless. Muirless had his dental office at the southwest corner of Maple and Essex, which also functioned as a dental supply company. He had many patients, including ones with dental dam and a dental bridge. On to stop number 10, which is the last stop on our tour. This stop is along Chestnut Street. It is across from Veterans Park. Stop 10, Notre Dame School. Lastly is the Notre Dame School. Built in 1883 as a girls' school, it continued to expand for years. By 1895, some high school classes had been added. In 1910, the St. Jerome's High School opened within the building. There were no graduates until June of 1916. An important change at the school caused this. In 1912, the Sisters of St. Joseph took over all the St. Jerome schools. They were devoted to education like the other group of nuns. Thus, they were better teachers, and the students learned more. The main convent was also renamed, and the second convent was turned into administrative offices and classrooms. St. Jerome Cemetery was expanded in 1904 from its original expanse along St. Jerome Avenue to include all land to Northampton Street. Father Harkins, his parents, his brother Daniel, and his two sisters Grace and Catherine are buried in the same family plot. It is located along the only north-south Crossing Road. St. Jerome's Temperance Hall was located along Maple Street. It was founded in 1868 and Father Harkins was made the spiritual head. The group is called St. Jerome's Total Abstinence Mutual Benevolent and Literary Society. The hall had a musical group, a library, and much, much more. Other churches were started in Holyoke, with St. Jerome's as the mother church. Sacred Heart, St. Patrick's, and South Hadley, and Holy Cross are all direct ancestors of St. Jerome. Rosary, St. Anne, and Chicopee, Blessed Sacrament, and Holy Name are indirect. Some would start schools like St. Jerome's, but none of them had the full program and the great impact that St. Jerome's Church had. Brightside and Ingleside were offshoots of St. Jerome. In the future, I have full treatments of these sites. St. Jerome's Church was the most complete parish in the old Springfield Diocese. There was no institution that could be formed that was not formed. Its parish priest, Patrick Harkins, and his strong congregation formed a church campus without rival in the area. Thank you for going on my tour.